Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
There's no place like home for the holidays or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor with great low prices on decorations inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees to light up the living room, outside lights and playful inflatables that bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
Well, we'll be Fayetteville's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 44-25. Both teams finally coming out on the floor to get after getting their last second instructions from their head coaches. Mountain Home right now with Kate Gilbert, Addison Yates, Amelia Rucker, Emma Wilbur, and Lauren Waymeyer out on the floor. Claudia Bridges will inbound the ball on the far sideline for Fayetteville. She gets into Ariana Seda. We're underway for these last 8 minutes. Seda dribbling up to the top, gives it to Bridges on the right side, takes a screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Carly Johnson. She will throw it to Byers in the left corner. Her three-pointer will not go, and now a foul is going to be called on the rebound. I did not see who they called that on. They're going to get Lauren Waymeyer with the foul. That is her third personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. We're 15 seconds into this final period as Bridges will inbound it on the baseline. Gets it into Carly Johnson, to Jayla Johnson on the left wing. Now to Bridges in the quarter. Bridges will dribble up to the wing. Now goes up to the top, to the right elbow. Now over to Carly Johnson. Carly Johnson was called for the travel. She did travel, but I don't know what. It seemed like they were calling it kind of late. So that is Fayetteville's 11th turnover of the night. Lauren Waymeyer checking back out of the game for Mount Home. She'll be replaced by Annie Norcross. 7:32, let's play in this contest. 44-25, Fayetteville leading it. Addison Yates will inbound it on the near sideline for Mount Home. Gets into Kate Gilbert. Looks like Fayetteville once again going with a 2-3 zone defense. Yates finds Norcross in the right corner. Back to Yates near the top. Down in the paint, it goes to Wilbur. She goes up for the shot. No good, but she'll draw contact and head to the free throw line with 7:19 left in this game. Allison Byers picks up her second personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against the Lady Bulldogs here in the second half. So Emma Wilbur at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. No good. So Wilbur with one more opportunity to get in the scoring column for the first time tonight. Second shot is up, and she gets the second, one of two. That's her first point this evening. 44-26, Fayetteville with the ball in the lead as Bridges quickly back the other way, dribbles on the right elbow, kicks it to Carly Johnson on the left side. Carly Johnson going to drill down into the lane. Just blow by her defender and get in for the easy layup. Good. Carly Johnson with her first 2 points of the night. Here is Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Yates on the left side. Now she's called for the travel. Mount Home's 13th turnover of the night comes with 7 minutes left in this game. Fayetteville with the ball leading by 20, 46-26 our score. Here is Byers finding Seda. Seda dribbling to the left elbow, giving it to Jayla Johnson. Johnson's going down to the low block. That kicks out to Byers on the right corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound chased down by Jayla Johnson. Finds Byers in the paint by herself for the easy jumper Allison off the glass and in. Allison Byers in double figures with 11 points, 48-26. Lady Bulldogs leading it. Here is Gilbert with the ball up at the top. Finds Yates on the right side. Down in the corner to Norcross. Norcross going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around and finally controlled by Seda. She will throw it into the front court to Carly Johnson, and she's called for the travel. She mishandled that pass there and just took too many steps. That is Fayetteville's 12th turnover of the night. Annie Norcross checking out of the game. She'll be replaced by Cameron Mullen with 6:20 left in this contest. But not before Mountain Home takes a timeout. We'll break with 6:20 left. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 48-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
The Mountaineers taking their third timeout of the night with 6:20 left to play in this game. They trail Fayetteville 48-26. Mountaineers with two full timeouts left, no 30s. Fayetteville has 2 full timeouts remaining and both of their 30-second timeouts remaining. Kate Gilbert inbounds it to Addison Yates from the near sideline, gives it back to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Gilbert drills into the lane. She's going in for the turnaround jumper. Can't get it to go, and Sada gets the rebound for Fayetteville. She'll throw it into the front court to Jayla Johnson, who's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And stripe with 8 points. One more free throw. Johnson's second free throw is up and in. She gets both. She now has 9. 50-26. Fayetteville leading it. A little over 6 minutes left. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Ball goes up top to Yates. Now to Jackson on the right side. Cross court to Gilbert on the left. And she shuffled her feet before she started dribbling. That is Mount Holmes' 14th turnover of the night on the travel call. Emma Wilbur checking out of the game as she's replaced by Amelia Rucker for Mountain Home. 5:50 left in this game. Fayetteville with the ball leading by 24. Sada into the front court, throws it to Byers. Byers going to drill down to the low block. Now goes into the paint, kicks up top to Jayla Johnson. She has the ball knocked away from her. Ball is saved in by Carly Johnson as they avoid the turnover. Carly Johnson drills up toward the top, gives it to Bridges. Bridges is going to drill down to the lane, going in for the layup, and gets it.
Claudia Bridges
with 21 points. 52-26, Fayetteville leading it. 5:18 left. Gilbert across the timeline, dribbles up near the top, now goes over to the right side. Fayetteville's in a man-to-man. Gilbert's going to drill to the low block, pull up for the jumper, no good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 5:05 left.
Ariana
Seda, I guess that's her third personal foul. I had that as 4, but anyways, that is the 16th foul against the Lady Bulldogs. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She's got 2 points so far this evening. First free throw for Gilbert is up, good. One more free throw for Kate Gilbert. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 4 points for Kate Gilbert. 52-28, Fayetteville leading. Back quickly comes Claudia Bridges for the Lady Bulldogs. She drills into paint, now kicks out to Jayla Johnson in the right corner. Her three-pointer misses everything. Sada gets the offensive rebound, throws it up top to Bridges, and the Lady Bulldogs will set back up. 4:50 left. 24-point Fayetteville lead. Bridges takes the screen, drills to the right elbow, kicks over to Byers on the left side. Byers going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is controlled by Gilbert, and back on the Lady Bombers. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over on the left side to, I believe that is Rucker, and she puts up the three-pointer. Good. Amelia Rucker with her first 3 points of the night. Back quickly comes Fayetteville. Here's Byers dribbling down to lane. Now has the ball knocked away from her, but Carly Johnson's able to secure it. Dribbles to the low block, and is called for the travel. That is Fayetteville's 13th turnover of the night. Now it's home with 14 this evening. 4:20 left in this game. 52-31, Fayetteville leading it. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Gilbert throws it to Yates on the right side. Town to Rucker in the corner. Rucker dribbles out to the wing. Finds Yates just outside the lane. Tries to give it to a cutting Emma Wilbur. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Fayetteville. That is Mount Tom's 15th turnover tonight. Here is Bridges back the other way, pulling up for the three-pointer near the right corner. No good. Carly Johnson gets the offensive rebound, and she's fouled. A push off on Kate Gilbert. That is her first personal foul. And as the last foul Mount Tom has to give, the next one will put the Lady Bulldogs in the bonus. 3:55 left to play in this game. Lady Bulldogs will inbound the ball as they lead by 21. Claudia Bridges will trigger the inbound pass underneath the basket. Gives it to Carly Johnson in the left corner. Now near the top to Seda. Seda will give it to Carly Johnson on the left wing. She'll dribble down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good. Partially blocked. A late foul call, though, on Mountain Home. I don't know what why they're waiting so long to make these foul calls. It's like they're waiting to see if the ball's going to go in the basket. Kay Jackson picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Lady Bombers. First free throw for Carly Johnson is up. No good. That was her third free throw attempt of the night. She's 0 for 3 from the free throw line. And make that 1 for 4. She gets the second one here. She now has 3 points. And it is 53-31. Fayetteville leading it. A little over 3.5 minutes left in this game. Kay Jackson with it. Gives it to Yates just outside the paint. Back to Jackson. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds controlled by Gilbert. She goes back up with it. Off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 6 points. 53-33 Fayetteville leading it. That quickly come the Lady Bulldogs as Carly Johnson's going in for the layup. Quickly in transition. She gets the basket and draws the foul. Carly Johnson going to the line for the old-fashioned three with 3:19 left in this game. Kate Jackson picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the eighth team foul against the Lady Bombers. Free throw will not go. Seda tries to get the rebound. It goes off her hand and then her foot and then goes out of bounds. And so Mountain will get the ball back with 3:18 left in this game. 55-33, Lady Bulldogs leading it. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Finds Jackson in the corner. Jackson's going to dribble out to the wing. Gives up top to Rucker. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the lane, going in for the running jumper. Good. Kate Gilbert with 8 points. 55-35, Mount Fayetteville leading it with less than 3 minutes left. Here is Bridges into the lane. Kicks out to Jayla Johnson in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and good. Jayla Johnson now in double figures with 12 points. 58-35. Lady Bulldogs up with 2:40 left. Gilbert across the timeline, drills to the left side, now going down into the lane, finding Wilbur there in the paint, going up for the layup, good. And Mount Holmes quickly going to take a timeout after Emma Wilbur gets her first field goal tonight. She has 3 points. No, they're not going to call a timeout. Actually, they're going to stop play to allow some subs to get in. So 58-37, Fayetteville leading it with 2:31 left. Well, both teams are putting in several subs now. Seda will walk the ball across the timeline for Fayetteville. Let's take the screen from Stanton, who just checked in. Now ball goes down into the corner to Spangler. Now back up top to Seda. Seda will dribble toward the left side. Now she's going down into the lane. Kicks it out on the right corner to Aubrey Skinner, who just checked in. Skinner's pass was knocked away and stolen by Lauren Waymire. And back quickly comes Mountain Home. 2:05 let's play in this game. Jackson picks up her dribble, gives it over on the right side to Camille Pitchford. Now ball goes up top to Rucker. Back over to Pitchford on the right side. Back to Rucker. Rucker's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Jayla Johnson, and back on the Lady Bulldogs. 1:49 left. Jayla Johnson's going into the lane for the layup, and she gets it.
Basket by Jayla Johnson.
Jayla Johnson with 14 points. 60-37, Lady Bulldogs up. 1:37 left. Ball goes in the left corner. Camille Pitchford, I believe, puts up the three-point attempt. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Lady Bulldogs. Seda quickly back the way. Gives it on the left side to Aubrey Skinner. Her three-pointer, no good. And ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Holmes basketball with 1:23 left. Annie Norcross checking back in for Fayetteville, replacing Kate Jackson. It's a 23-point Fayetteville lead. And looks like they're going to improve to 1-1 on the season. Mountain Holmes going to begin the year at 0-1. Here is Norcross dribbling up the top, finding Allison King, who checked in a little bit ago. Ball was knocked away by Fayetteville, goes in the backcourt. Mount Home gets it. That will not be a backcourt violation since Fayetteville did touch it. Here's Norcross with it on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Bounces around, will not go. And the rebound controlled by Emma Stanton. And back on the Lady Bulldogs. Pass into the front court is knocked away and stolen by Lauren Waymeyer. It's Mount Home's 15th turnover of the night. 60-37, Fayetteville leading at 47 seconds left in this game. Norcross dribbling on the right side. Gives it in the corner to King. King will dribble to the wing, gives it there to Norcross. Norcross will dribble up to the top. Finds Pitchford on the right side. Pitchford's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Norcross. And she's looking to go back up with it. She can't get the layup, but she draws contact, and so she'll head to the free throw line with 29.3 seconds left. Emma Stanton picks up her first personal foul. That is the seventh team foul against the Lady Bulldogs. Annie Norcross at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. Make it three as she gets the first free throw here. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Annie Norcross with 4 points on the night. 60-39, Fayetteville leading at 25 seconds left. As Jayla Johnson quickly has the ball, she's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And Waymeyer gets the rebound from Mount Home. She'll kick it out to Norcross. 18 seconds left. Norcross into the front court. Ball goes to Rucker in the left corner. She'll drill out to the wing now. 9 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Ball goes over to Pitchford on the right side. Back up top to Rucker. Over to King on the left. 1 second left. And she has the ball knocked away. And that's the way this ball game is going to end. So Mount Home will suffer the loss in their season opener as Fayetteville gets the victory, the 21-point victory. Our final score, Fayetteville wins 60-39. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.